us people here in Minneapolis are kind of hip, huh?
I think so, very much so. I don't know who said that they weren't, because I think this is my about my fifth appearance in this area, and I find them very hip. I mean, you'd be surprised when if you want to see what not hip is, a certain place in the country where it's really not hip. But they're very bright, and they're great audiences. They're very attentive, they're quiet, they listen. I like it here, and I'm not just saying that because I'm here, because I got the job already, you know what I mean? I can say what I want, but sure. They're great.
You always do well in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area.
Yeah, for some reason, this area, there are certain key areas in the country where I've done well since the early part of the career, and this is one of them. The Twin City area, for some reason, has always been good to me.
Good. Here at the TC, we call it the Golden Rock, we play some of the oldies, and did you used to cruise when you were younger?
I'm still doing it.
You didn't give it up?
Hell no.
Oh, my goodness. Do you like the oldies music?
Well, you know, yeah, but our cruising was different where I'm from. You know, I saw the movie, what was it called, from California. It was very popular. It's the one where they drive up and down Sunset Strip and all that kind of...
Oh, sure. American Graffiti.
Yeah, American Graffiti. See, now, I could not identify with that at all, because I'm from Philadelphia. The Lords of Flatbush was our kind of style growing up. So American Graffiti, to me, was like watching Martians or something. I never saw cars like that, or streets like that, or people like that, or... You
got to tell us about your first car.
I'll tell you something about a car. I wish I had my first cars. I bought a car in Philadelphia we drive at 16.
Uh-huh.
And I was driving at 14, you know, illegally. And I bought a 1936 Dodge with a rumble seat in the back.
A rumble seat?
Believe it or not, a rumble seat in the back. I traded that one in and bought a 1941 Buick Roadmaster convertible. And I souped it up, you know? And then from there, I moved to I had a 41 Chevy with a vacuum shift.
Oh, remember those?
And it was the worst if it got stuck, which it did one night. And then I went all the way up to, then I started moving up, you know?
Uh-huh.
But they were great cars.
What are some of your favorite oldies? What's the music you really associate with?
Well... You know, I've always grown with the music. I mean, I'm all the way up to what they're doing today. I sort of like kind of, I don't look back as much as I guess I should, but I like the 50s and 60s stuff. I mean, I think the Beatles were sensational.
Uh-huh.
And not like some of the old groups. I like the old record companies in the 50s when they would record and they couldn't dub. I mean, they just recorded. And whatever came out, that's the way it was. It wasn't like today. That's why when you saw somebody recorded in the 50s live, you saw the same act that you heard on the record. Now, there are some acts, you go to see them live and you say, they don't sound anything like they do. That's because they really don't. It's electronic.
Mm-hmm. You just got married not long ago, right?
Who?
Did you get married?
No.
Oh, I know you got a sweetheart.
No, I had a bad cold. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe you saw some pictures where I didn't look too good.
Oh, well, you mean what I read in those tabloids at the supermarket isn't true?
Can I tell you something?
All right.
I have never read anything in a tabloid about myself that was true.
Not yet, huh?
Not yet. But the trouble is, it costs so much to sue them, it isn't worth it. One of the great ones I saw one time, they had a picture of me walking.
Yeah.
With my arm around Cher Bono.
Uh-huh.
You see. And the headline was, how could David Brenner do this to his best friend's wife? All right?
Uh-huh.
Now, we identified the picture, Sonny, Cher, and I.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was, what they didn't show you is on the other side of Cher, Sonny was standing with his arm around Cher. We were walking through an airport, and in my other hand was the hand of Chastity, the child.
Oh,
but what they did was clip out Chastity and clip off Sonny, and this is how Cher and I going through an airport.
Oh, goodness.
But that goes on all the time.
Oh, I can imagine.
I mean, anybody, when you pick up any of these movie magazines or any of these gossip magazines, believe me, 99 out of 100 of the stories have no basis whatsoever.
Mm.
It's a shame, but it sells, it makes money.
You mean you're not the type after you get done at the Carlton, you go tear up your hotel room?
Well, there are groups that do that, but, you know, it isn't that they're in show business. It's what they're taking.
Well, the comedians are always gentlemen. That's the way I always put it.
Yeah, I think so. I think basically most of the comedians are fairly bright, you know, people. I find them to be that way.
How long are you going to be at the Carlton?
I'm going to be there through a week from tomorrow.
Wow,
I'm
going
to stay through next weekend.
Woofta, that's a long run.
Yeah, I'm taking a long run. Monday, I have off Monday, but I'm flying to Iowa to do a one-nighter.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, while you're here, I'm almost embarrassed, but you're always sitting in for Johnny Carson. As a matter of fact, you hold a record, don't you?
Yeah, something. Well, some kind of record, Zach.
I'm going to probably have to this week stop out to Carlton. I'll say hi and see if you'll sit in for me, maybe.
Hey, I like that, sure.
Hey, make you into a disc jockey. That's how Carlton got started.
Yeah, I know. Well, a lot of people started out as DJs.
Wouldn't you like to be a screaming disc jockey?
I'd like to do it if I didn't have to put the records on.
Oh, hey, we got it easy. It's all on tape. You just put the tape in, press the button. You don't have to cue records, do anything else.
Well, then I would do it.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Well, I tell you, Dave, you hang in line a second. We're going to play a record, and I really appreciate you giving us a call tonight because I know you're tired after putting on the show.
Sure.
Okay, hang on there a minute, guy.